Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of You, Me, and Baby Sleep with me, Kat, Kirsty, and drum roll, please, the return of Em. So we'll be having a catch up this evening, just see, hear from Em about what she's been up to lately, and then we're going to delve into when is the right time to seek sleep support. So, Em, hello, welcome back.
Aloha. Welcome
Aloha.
back, Em.
We've
Howdy,
missed
howdy.
you.
I missed you too. Good
You've
to be
just been a little
back.
busy, a little busy.
Just yeah, just a little
Just a
bit.
little bit. Not too much going on, but just little bits.
No,
Would you
just
like to tell our lovely listeners what you've been up to?
so in the space of a week and a half,
Yeah.
a week and a half, I have moved house, and that move has been like moving counties as well. I've started a new job. Teddy has started nursery. George started school. That was all in the matter of like 3 days apart.
Wow.
And oh, that's cool. And
Very
then
busy.
we've also been just getting into a new routine at home. So Scott is away in the week, and then back on weekends. So that's been fun too.
Wow, that's a big change. How have you all found it?
It's been a lot, like it's chaos, absolute chaos, especially like moving house with like with Ted and George. That was just, it was crazy. But it was, we were all settled in really, really well. Where we've moved to, it's our house anyway. It's just our house from before we moved to Colchester. So it feels like we've just moved back home,
Your
basically.
home,
We are
just with another baby
home.
in tow.
Yeah, we are home with
A
another
baby in
baby.
tow and a husband not
A
in
new
tow.
dog.
A new dog.
Yeah,
They've not
just.
separated, guys. It's
No,
not out
nothing like that. No, he's just away in the week and then home on weekends. So, yeah, it's been fun, but everyone is happy and healthy, touch wood so far.
And how
Yeah.
have the boys settled into school and nursery?
They've both took to it like ducks to water. Like they're both so happy. Like there's been no, even with like Ted settling in sessions, there was just no problems with like him leaving or going. Like he just absolutely loved it, and he still does. And then George the same. Just that first day, he was a little bit nervous and apprehensive of walking in. And he said, he was like, "Mum, I'm gonna miss you." And I was like, "I'll miss you too, but I'll be back in a few hours to come get you." And he's just loved it. Like, yeah, he just absolutely loved it. Still do it. Like tonight, he's just doing his phonic sounds and his reading book, and he's got bringing pictures home that he's coloured in. Whereas like before, like you wouldn't get him colouring a picture for love nor money. Like he'd just want to build a train track. And now
Oh,
he's building
that's
train
so lovely,
tracks and
though.
colouring pictures. Like, yeah, he's really loving it.
Yeah, because it would be so hard for you, like starting a new job, if you knew the boys were like upset when you were leaving them and they were coming home
Yeah.
like not happy with their days. So that's a massive relief for you, I imagine.
Yeah. And I feel like because we were all starting our new things literally like in consecutive days from each other, it was quite a nice way to prep George, because I just kept saying, "We're all going somewhere new. Like, Mummy's got a new job, Ted's got a new nursery." And obviously, because George had been to nursery, he could relate to that. Then he was going to his new school, and we were all kind of talking. And he kept saying, "Mummy, I feel a bit worried, but I am happy and I'm excited." And I just kept saying the same things that he was. And I just kept saying, "George, I'm a bit worried too." But, and I think it always just worked really well. It's just, because I listened to your last episode, it's just the same as what you guys have had, like toddler style meltdowns, extremely tired and hungry, like eating me out of house and home beyond belief. And then Ted's sleep has just been a bit squiffy, really. It's just been a bit of a juggle to keep his sleep on track, because prior to starting nursery, he was having two solid naps and going through the night, like 6:30 till 6:30, pretty much. And then started nursery, and that just all went a bit peat on. But I think we're coming out the other end of it now. I think it's just been a hell of a lot. He's learnt to walk. Yesterday, he learnt to stand up by himself from sitting. So he's just learning things at a rate of knots that is just unbelievable. So I think he's just got a lot going on, bless him.
I guess
But
with your experience, like as a sleep consultant, at least you know those things are normal. You know, like his sleep going off track because he's starting nursery,
yeah, definitely.
but
It
you
was
better
just the wrong week for it to
make
go off track.
changes.
It was just the wrong week. He's like, I think the first couple of nights he was up at like 2:30 for like 2 or 3 hours. We'd go back to sleep, and then I'd have to get up, get them, obviously, because I'm on my own as well, and then get myself ready, get George ready, get Ted ready. And it was all in that first week of
Do you think the split nights
newness. It was just a
or
lot.
do you think the split nights were more linked to his walking?
It could have been
Because they say
because it all happened like,
that
I think he cracked his walk in that weekend. So the kid's first full week in school that weekend was when he then like solidly started walking everywhere.
gosh, you had it all at once then.
Yeah, so it could have just been a bit of everything, really, but it's hard to know, I think. But yeah, they're both very, very happy and come home happy. So yeah,
Yeah, like
it's
Kirsty
all
said, that
going
takes
well.
the weight off, doesn't it? Because, like you say, if they were coming out and they were just not great, it's a lot for you, isn't it? When you've had to balance working solo parenting in the
Yeah.
week, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I have to big up Ted's nursery, especially his key worker, because anything I've asked, any tweaks I've asked for, she's just done it. She's just been an absolute like dreamboat with it. Not everyone has been as helpful, but his key worker has like completely got it. And when I went back the next day and said he didn't fall asleep in the car on the way home, and he's slept 7 till 6:30, and there's been no early waking, she was like absolutely celebrating with us. So
Oh,
that was really, really nice.
that's nice to
Yeah,
have that
that was really good.
support.
Yeah, it's really nice, and the feedback we get has been it's been really good, which is really nice because you like to know. I think because he's so young, it's just nice to know that he's happy and enjoying himself.
Yeah, definitely.
Think, but yeah.
Absolutely. And how about
Yeah.
you? How are you adjusting to going back to work? Because obviously it's been
Oh,
so cool, hasn't
yeah, it's been so good. Like, I've loved, I don't want to say having a purpose. I don't think that's the right phrase.
No, you can say having a purpose. Yeah,
Because I
definitely.
feel like,
You don't
obviously, I
have to just
loved
give
being with my children. I loved it most of the time.
them.
But
Yeah,
it
but like
was
that
just a
says,
lot.
you don't just have to be mum, do you? You want to be any
Yeah, it was
mum.
just a lot. So it's nice now that I can wear different clothes. And I have adult conversations that are not about the children. And I'm bringing some money in, which is always a bonus. So yeah, it's been really good. It's been really good to get my mind focusing on other things, and like we're all thriving off of the morning routine and things like that. You know, it's just really good. So yeah, and the job's challenging enough that I can like really get my teeth into it, but it's not a high pressurized job, so it works well with the kids and everything and
Good
pick ups and
balance,
drop
isn't
offs.
it?
Yeah, so yeah, it's so far so good. So
This is what we like.
yeah, it's been really good.
Said
It's been
hectic,
really good.
but worth
Yeah,
it.
I
Yeah,
mean,
for sure.
I don't recommend moving house, starting a job, and having both kids start a school in the same week, but it's just how it felt. It wasn't planned
Done quite a
necessarily
few
to be that
moves
way.
in that time as
Pardon?
well. You've done quite a few moves in that time, like as well. Do you know what I
That
mean?
was our, yeah, that was our third move in 2 years.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What was 22? July 23, and then yeah, this year.
And
It's
obviously,
been like one move every year for us so far. So it's nice to know we're not so nomadic anymore. We're not just floating around.
yeah.
We've
You're
got,
now near your family, aren't you?
yeah, all our families, both our families are here. Our like friends are all here. I
Ooh.
miss my friends in Colchester because we like there was a little group of us that got so close towards us moving back, but we like have our group chat and we still speak every day, so yeah, that's really nice. That's really nice. And one of the babies has got their first birthday in the middle of October, so we're going to go back up for their birthday party, which will be
Oh.
really nice.
Really,
Be really
isn't
nice
it?
to see them again. Yeah, so yeah, it's just we're all just still adjusting, aren't we, guys? Just still getting into the flow of
New life. Yeah.
life.
It's a lot. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just in awe of you. Like, I think from your move to Colchester and how you found that and how you dealt with it and how I would have had a breakdown, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it was tough, wasn't it, for you? And
Oh yeah,
you
really
always
tough.
handled it like an absolute freaking queen.
Yeah, you did. Oh, thank you.
No,
I don't feel like I
you
did, but thank
have. No,
you.
you did.
Thing is, you said earlier, didn't you? You feel like it's almost a distant memory, and it's probably
Yeah.
because you blocked a lot of it out because it was a really hard time for you.
Yeah,
Especially that first year, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think had because I then obviously fell pregnant and had Teddy. Like, thank God for that because it made me get out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because if I
Exactly.
hadn't had that, if I didn't have the baby groups that I went to and the mum groups and things, I don't know what I would have been doing. Probably not a lot. So yeah, it was that I think definitely was a pivotal moment, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, it was
Well,
it's
here
been a
we
journey.
are. New chapter.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
For
I
everyone.
definitely.
Good to have you
So,
back on the podcast.
I'm back, baby.
So, guys,
Yeah.
the topic we're going to touch on tonight then. So we're talking, we're gonna have a bit of an open conversation about when is the right time to get some outside support with your little one's sleep. And I guess my first question I'll go to Kirsty with, when did you know with yours that that was when you wanted to get help?
Because we're being brutally honest here, when I was like mentally unstable, like I just didn't recognize myself anymore. I couldn't like function day to day, like my relationship was being affected. I think we've sort of touched on that before in other episodes, but yeah, with Hunter, I was going back to work when he was 6 months. So my thing then was like, I cannot go to work and be like this and look after other people's children. Like, it would literally be dangerous. Like, I'm struggling to get out with Hunter day to day and like meet friends and stuff for a coffee, but I can like have a nap when he does and things like that. Like, I knew that wasn't going to be happening anymore. So yeah, that was my sort of point in getting help. With Athena, it was a bit different because I wasn't working because we were in lockdown. So I guess that's probably why I left it a bit later, because I didn't really have that pressure of going back to work. And I mean, I don't know, because I still had a toddler to look after, so I don't really know why I didn't do it sooner. But again, I just got to a point, like, I actually found a photo a while ago of when I was in the midst of sleep deprivation, and I'd gone to the park with the kids and I was wearing my husband's hoodie. Like, I literally looked awful. Like, and I
Lockdown
thought,
chic.
but yeah,
I'm still living in it.
no, like, I didn't recognize myself. Like, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, you know, when you're just like, I don't recognize myself and this isn't sustainable anymore. I also, with Athena, it was different because I was breastfeeding her. And although we're in lockdown, I think we were coming to the end, like where they started doing like tears or some bullshit. But
Bubbles. No one could look after her because she relied on me so much. And I was just like, this is not sustainable for anyone. So that was me. What about you, Kat, with April?
You know, it's funny because I think we had a conversation the other day, Kirsty, and you asked me something, and I truly cannot remember. And I think it's exactly what you've just said. A lot has been blocked out of my mind, and I'm sure there's going to be a podcast on this, guys. But what I went through on my so-called maternity leave slash lockdown, I think I honestly feel a lot of my brain has blocked it. I think I've just had a trauma response to a lot of it. I just remember we'd gone away. Again, it was when one of these tiers, you can do this but not do this crap. And we'd gone away to Centre Parks. And I remember that she was 8 months old, or was it just before? No, because we worked on a sit when she was 8 months. Must have been just before 8 months. And I remember walking into the lodge and just bursting out in tears because I was like, I can't do this here. I can't parent somewhere else because I'd never had the opportunity to go anywhere. And I was just freaking out. So I almost feel like I overcompensated with her sleep and started like assisting her and kind of being a bit in her face. And she became reliant on that. And then just for, you know, shits and giggles, we threw in a 5 a.m. wake up as routine, which just gets draining, doesn't it? You know, that early rising where your day is starting 2 hours before it should, or, you know, an hour and a half before it should. You have nowhere to go, nothing to fill your day with apart from an 8 month old, and you're just like, what is life? And like you said, Kirsty, it's just, I love my sleep. I love my sleep. I am not good without sleep. Not that anybody is, but people do have lower sleep needs. I'm definitely more on the higher end, and I think it just affected and magnified what I was already feeling in the day, and it was, yeah, like you said, unsustainable. Like I couldn't do it anymore. But I think what you said as well, Kirsty, about going back to work, I think for me, when families get in touch with me, I always say the two most common scenarios is when they've gone through the 4 month sleep regression and never recovered from it, or mums are going back to work because it's that pressure of I can rock to sleep, I can be up 10 times in the night because I can catch up in the day if I need to. But you throw a job on top of that, that's no longer a thing, is it? There's no way you could be up 10 times a night and function at a job.
No. I mean, last week before, whichever week it was, when Ted's sleep went off at that first, it was the Tuesday night, he woke up at 2:30, went back down at 4:30, was up again at 5:00.
Oh my God.
And I generally, I don't think I went back to sleep after 3 o'clock. And I don't know how I don't know how I got through that Wednesday. I
Oh,
don't know how I did it.
that's crazy, isn't it?
It's like I don't know how I got all three of us up, fed, dressed, ready, school drop-offs done, got to work, worked all day, drove on 70-mile-an-hour roads for like an hour in total. I don't know how I did it.
I think a lot of the time, like particularly during my maternity leave, I was very much autopiloting. And you just kind of go through the motions, don't
Focusing on
you?
just running
And
on adrenaline.
even now, like if I have a night where April wakes up in the night, which is quite rare, but touch wood, now I've said that, she's going to wake tonight, isn't she? But even if I have a wake up that's 10 minutes, I go to bed. I know she's gone back to bed, but I can't go back to sleep. And then I wake up in the morning and I just feel just angry. Just feel like really frustrated and like, didn't get my sleep. And I just feel like it's that hungover feeling without the alcohol, isn't it? And
I
that's for
remember
one
with
night of disturbances. So if you think of like, families that come to us that have had months, years of it, I'm just like, I don't know how you're functioning because it's
like
crazy.
what you just said there, Kat, about feeling angry. I feel like I can really relate to that, especially with Ted. And it was really, I can remember having that real like internal battle between like, I'm just so effing angry all the time because I'm so tired. But he was so poorly. And then you think, well, he's 3 months old, like he doesn't know any
Yeah,
different.
exactly.
Like it's not his fault. And it was that constant battle between it's nobody's fault, but I'm so angry. And it got to the point where I remember going to baby group and passing him to my friend and be like, I don't even want to change him. He needed his nappy do and I didn't want to do it. So I cannot have this baby touch me anymore. Then you feel really guilty for feeling it because they're your absolute world and you want to do everything you can.
That was
Then I
my
remember
biggest
messaging
thing,
you guys and being like, I'm gonna have to rock him to sleep in the pram. And then naturally that helped because he was upright. And then even that got too much. I was like, I don't want to rock. I can't do it. And then I remember Scott being away and being like, the plan was, wasn't it, to start working on his sleep when he got back.
Oh, yeah, you
And I couldn't
said
do it, did
that.
I? And I messaged Scott being like, if it's all right with you, I'm just gonna crack on. And I spoke through the plan with you guys, didn't I? And just did it. Just did it.
That's what I was
And
just
I.
going to say, is it's like when that was my biggest thing. I couldn't be the parent I wanted to be. I didn't want to be this angry, like no patient, like mum, like especially when I had Athena and I was struggling because I was just Hunter suffered. Like I wasn't giving him the, you know, support he needed as like a 3-year-old or whatever he was. So yeah, that. And do you know what the clients come to me as well when it's impacting the child? Like my two, I wouldn't say did seem impacted. They probably were, but I do get clients that are like, oh, you know, they're miserable in the day because they're up so much at night. We're worried for their like growth and development and things like that. Because you know, sleep is important. Like I've had clients that are like, oh, they're ill all the time because they're not getting enough sleep, and I don't think people always realize how important it is for them as well, not just us.
And I've had families as well, I don't know about you guys, that have had like weaning, not issues, but like they've found it more challenging. And I think on reflection on my own journey as well, like around like when this sleep stuff kicked off with April about 8 months, I remember it really affecting her solids. And I don't know whether it's because I was so sleep deprived that I was making it quite pressured, coupled with the fact that I had zero support from any kind of professional that I was supposed to have support from. But I think there's that anxiety that gets transferred to the little one, and also weaning as well. It's a massive skill, isn't it? And if
Tiring.
they're getting the sleep they need, they can't be asked to be like, chomping
It's the
on carrot
tolerance, isn't
puree
it?
and your blended broccoli, because milk's just easier, right? You know, they can just.
Well, it's like us, isn't it? Like when we're tired, our patience and our tolerance levels are
Exactly.
minuscule. So it is the same for them. So they're like,
The
well, I
same,
don't want to eat.
I
I
have it
don't
all the
want to eat
time where
this. Just give me a
parents are
bottle,
like,
but I
they're
haven't
just
got the
not that
energy for it.
interested. And obviously, like at the beginning of a weaning journey, that's valid. But you know, when you're talking about toddlers that are not interested and they're, you know, relying on milk, and you think, well, they're just that knackered probably that they can't be bothered. And then because they're having so much milk, it's impacting their food, and it becomes this vicious cycle. And like when I've worked with toddlers that have had this problem and then they're sleeping better, all of a sudden they're eating better. Like it just impacts so much. Like sleep is just a small part of it, isn't it, really? Like the effects from lack of sleep are huge. And it's just like you said, you know, Kirsty, you know, touched upon like tensions in the relationship, and it's just way bigger than sleep, isn't it? When you decide to work on sleep.
So much bigger.
I can't remember with
So
Athena,
much bigger.
I would, because I was feeding her to sleep, I would always have to do the bedtime routine. So therefore, James always did Hunter's. Well, I want to do Hunter's sometimes, but I was settling Athena. So that was really difficult. Again, having a relationship on my effect on my relationship with Hunter. But then what happened is in the evening, I'd be up and down the stairs, but James couldn't ever go because she was feeding to sleep. So I'd have to be up there. So then in the end, I'd text him from upstairs saying, I'm just going to go to bed because I don't know when she's going to wake up. So therefore, my evenings were just in bed waiting for her to wake up or laying next to her in her room with my boob in her mouth. And I didn't have any evenings with James. So it was then that it was just like, I don't want this. Like, I want to be downstairs with you and having dinner together and the amount of cold dinners I ate and stuff like that. It was just, no.
I think it's crazy, like how much And I know when I speak to clients, like I never ever get shocked because honestly, some of the things people tell you, and you just think, how are you living like this? You know, when you're talking about,
Absolutely.
you know, parents, particularly co-sleeping parents as well, they're, you know, it's as soon as they go to bed at like 6, 7, they're like lying with them, and then they're like tag teaming their husband so that they can go down and have dinner, and the husband's going in to sleep with them, and it's just like you just. Like you need to invest in your relationship, and that's so hard to do when you when sleep's not right, isn't it?
I mean, it's hard enough just, you know, working in and on like investing in your relationship when you're a parent anyway,
Yeah, for
like
sure.
s let alone when you're when everyone's sleep deprived on top of that.
Exactly.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. When would you
But
say is like a good time, like for the baby? In the sense of like them and things that are going on in their lives.
I know, like for us three, it's definitely if you wanted to work with us, choosing a time where your little one isn't poorly, where there's no like big change going on, like a new sibling or moving house, like no real big thing
Like you
going
have,
on.
yeah.
Yeah, nice, happy, calm, healthy children is always a good place to start for sure. Equally, that's really hard when everyone's sleep deprived.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Absolutely.
they're really, really good starting points, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Being well, yeah, no big changes. For sure.
Just at a point where you guys as parents are ready to commit to making that change. I know, like, I was absolutely dog tired, but it just got to a point where I was like, enough's enough. Like, I've got to. If I'm gonna do it, it's got to be now because I'm at the
Yeah.
end of my tether, and like I've got to, you have to be really motivated to make that change.
Yeah, it's got to be the right time for you, hasn't
Yeah,
it? That's the
definitely.
thing. I think it's
It
difficult because obviously we know how sleep deprivation affects your mental health, but you have to have such a certain mindset going into it. You know, you're committed to the change, you're trusting of the process, you've picked the right sleep consultant for you.
Yeah.
And you need to be 110% in it because if you're not, the only person, well, that's going to lose out is your little one because it's not going to end positively, is it? If there's sort of inconsistencies or you get cold feet and you've tried something for 3 days and then you're kind of going back to old, like it's just prolonging change for your little one and can be really confusing for them. I know. Do you, how old do you, from what age do you guys support families?
6 months, I think I do.
I do from 4 months, but it's very like, you know, realistic expectations. And we want to ideally have been through the 4 month regression.
Yeah, same. I'm 4 months. I did do 6 months for a while, but then I did go back to 4 months. But like you said, Kirsty, it's about managing that expectation, isn't it? About, you know,
What's
at 6 months,
appropriate and
yes, you can
realistic for
sleep
that?
train, but at 4 months, it's probably more about laying in a healthy sleep foundation and a good routine and some gentle ways to support them with their sleep. But yeah, I think the takeaway message needs to be that it needs to be where you're ready for change. What you're doing at the moment is not sustainable for you and your family. And that decision that you've made as a family and you've not been like felt like you've been pressured into it or anything like
That's a good
that.
one, actually. Everyone being on board, you know, having the support from each
Yeah,
other
for
to
sure.
do it as well.
Yeah, that's super important. I've actually just finished working with a 4-year-old. His parents are separated, and it was just so nice to have them both on board. But yeah, that's a super important one to have that support network because it is difficult. You know, it's a difficult process if you're already feeling a bit crappy about things. So, yeah, any other takeaway messages,
Absolutely.
you guys?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think
Think.
it's like you said, the it not being sustainable anymore, and that everyone in the house is ready for that change.
Yeah, I think
And
that's
that
good.
actually, what is not sustainable for one is completely different to another, and that's absolutely okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Exactly. You do you is the key message. And if you want to change and you want things to be different, that's okay. And yeah, reach out and seek the support because, you know, asking for help is a strength.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you everyone for joining, and we will speak to you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's episode.
If you have enjoyed it, please rate the show on Spotify and follow us for more. See you next time.